Boker Tov world. On this Lag BaOmer, we're holding on Daf Tet Vav in Mesechet Shavuot, and today we begin one line up from the bottom on Omud Beit. So yesterday we learned that in order for a person to be chayev on a knisa la'azora, it has to be obviously a knisa la'azora, which was mikudash b'diorayta. That's the only way that you would be chayev. What makes it kadosh b'diorayta if it was added to? Because after all, the original version of the Beit HaMikdash, which we had with Shmuel, who learned it with David, and they were mekabel it, this Megillah, and that was changed. Yehoshaphat added to the size of the Beit HaMikdash, therefore the Azorah was larger, and theoretically you're even allowed to expand the Azorah all the way up until the entire size of the Harabayit. So how do you know when that becomes the Azara? So the Gemara, the Mishnah, had given us a long list of things that you need to have. And the question is, how do we know? How do we know we need a Melech, and we need a Kohen Gadol with the Urim V'Tumim, and we need a Navi, and we need a Sanhedrin, and we need Shtei Todot, and what is the basis of all of that? That's where the Gemara wants to find us today. So Minani Mile. Omer Rav Shimi Bar Chiya. The Omar Kro, look, it says in the Pasuk by the Binyan HaMishkan that everything that was there at the time of the Mishkan, as it says, Kecholani Mar Eotcha, Etavnit HaMishkan Vetavnit Kel Kelav, then it throws in the extra words, V'chein Ta'asu. I mean, obviously, V'chein Ta'asu, isn't that what it means when the mitzvah was given? So V'chein Ta'asu, we understand, means V'chein Ta'asu L'dorot, that all future generations, whenever there will be a need to either add, change, which of course this is from the Mishkan, we changed so many times, Kiddush of Shiloh, we have the Beis HaMikdash. So Chen Tasu LeDorot, so every time that you need to add Kalim, or you need to add to the size of the Beis HaMikdash, you need exactly the same thing that you had here in the Mishkan. What did we have here in the Mishkan? Well, we had Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was a din of a Melech, for Yibishun Melech. And we had Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was Navi Maximus. So we certainly need both a Melech and a Navi. We had Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. And we had the Besdin of Shivim. The Shivim Zakeni plus Moshe. So that would mean that the Mishnah's demands are all from the Torah. Mosiv Rava. It says beferish in the Braita that kol akilim shas Moshe b'shichatan mikadashtan. We know that all of the kelim needed to have Mashicha, as it says beferish in the pasuk, and those shemen hamishcha prepared kelim gave the kli akdushas haguf, which allowed everything that was in it to become kadosh, and that was to be possible with the tful yom, to be possible lina, to be possible yotze, and so on. Right? It needed the Mashicha of the shemen hamishcha. So then, if it says v'chein tasu l'dorot, wouldn't that mean that all kelim to be used in the Beit HaMikdash would require a mishicha v'shemen hamishcha? But we don't even have the shemen hamishcha from the time of Yoshiyahu. So says the Braita, from that point on, whenever a new kli would be made and it needed kedusha, it was not mishicha that would make them kodesh. It was avodatan mechanachtan. You make them kodesh by actually using them. The first time you use them, that makes them kodesh. But I don't understand. Doesn't it say v'chein tasu v'dorot? So if the whole mocker is the way Rav Shimi Bar Chiya is saying, why wouldn't that apply to the kelim? Because that pasuk was said about the mishkan v'chol chelav. The answer is the Gemara. We have a specific pasuk that tells us not like that. Shinei hatam. The Amakra Vayim Shachin, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashiach then, Vaykadesh Otam. Why Vaykadesh Otam? Why not Vaykacham? That means to tell me Otam and only Otam are going to be Kodesh by Mashiach. But from this point on, you cannot use Mashiach for the Kodesh. You need to actually have the usage. Lolodorot. And what do you mean, lolodorot? I mean, maybe it's just saying that lolodorot means you don't need to have Mashiach. I mean, you're telling me you can't use Mashiach. I don't see that it says that. Maybe Otam b'Mashiach simply means with Dorot, you don't need Mashiach. You could either use Mashiach or you could use Avodah, as opposed to what you're saying. Omer of Papa, well, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Kli Hasharet, really weird pasuk. What is Kli Hasharet? Lakhu et kol Kli Hasharet, Asher Yeshartubam. Well, I suppose that's what Kli Hasharet means, doesn't it? Kli Hasharet, Asher Yeshartubam. So, I mean, it's so obviously redundant that it seems almost humorous. So what would be the meaning of Asher Yeshartubam Bakodesh? Tala Ana Katub B'Sherut. The pasuk is telling you, what do you need for them to be Kli Hasharet? Asher Yeshartubam. So you see from here clearly that it's dafka, a requirement for Sherutz. And therefore, Mashiach no longer does it. Well, if that's the case, then why did you bring the first pasuk? You're saying they only become Kodesh if they were Kli Hasharet Asher Yeshartu. Why not just leave it at that? Why do I have Vaikadesh Otam, Vayim Bashech Otam, that it means Dafka Otam, Vayim Shachim Vaikadesh Otam? I know that because it says Asher Yeshartubam. So Hashtag Katuv Rachmana Asher Yeshartubam. Why do you need the Vaikadesh Otam Dafka, the original one? Ah, because you see, if it wouldn't have said that Otam, then you know what I would have thought? I would have thought that you actually need more than Mashiach. In other words, I would have thought the original Kalim, which first you need to have Kalim, then to do the Avodah, that is where you have Mashiach. But Lidorot, after that first generation, V'chein Ta'asu Lidorot, over there, you would need both Mashiach and Avodah, because on the one end it says V'chein Ta'asu, so that's like a minimalist requirement, right? You have to do the same thing you did, but Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he did Mashiach. Now there's this new Kli Hasharet Asher Yeshartubam that adds the requirement to also actually use the Kli. If the Kli had never been used, but only had Mashiach, so then if something fell into that Kli, or was put into that Kli, it's actually machlokas, it would, is it only mekadesh bedat, or even if not, but in any event, the Kli would not be able to be mekadesh with Kedush Zaguf. I need both. So l'dorot, you need both Mashiach and Avodah. Tachtiv, v'chein tasu, therefore comes along at the first door. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayim Shechem Vaikadesh Otam, they Miet Rachmana Otam, only those first generation Kelim were requiring Mashiach. But after that, you don't need Mashiach at all. And then the next pasuk, which tells me the Asher Yeshartubam, that tells me that Mashiach is not going to help you even. And therefore, it would even be usher to be Mashiach Otam. And the only thing that will make them Kadesh would be the actual usage. Okay, the next thing it said in the Mishnah, which clearly, I mean, has no place at all in the story of the Kedushas HaMishkan, so we cannot learn it out of the Mishkan. That's for sure. And it says over there, Shtei Todot, so that we use the Shtei Todot. So we're going to have to first understand what exactly the Shtei Todot mean, that they were makriv Shtei Todot outside of Yerushalayim. What exactly are the Shtei Todot? And where do we know that there's a din of Shtei Todot? So Tana, when it says Shtei Todot, it doesn't mean that they had the meat of the Todot. It means they had the lechem of the Todot. So where's all of this coming from? The Shtei Todot, and how do we know it's the lechem, and so on. There wasn't any toda, certainly, in the making the mokum of the Mishkan Kodesh. Omer of Chista, well, take a look at the words of Nehemiah. He describes, after they finished building the wall around Yerushalayim, so he needed to be Mekadesh Yerushalayim, that you should be able to bring in your Maaser Sheni and eat it there. You could eat Kachim Kalim. And he says, this is what I did in order to make Yerushalayim Kodesh. So what I did was, the Amida Shtei Todot Gidolot. It's sort of weird. Two big todos. What are big todos exactly? And the tahaluchot, and then we had these tahaluchot, these processions, and they were going liyamin. That means they were going counterclockwise, same as yamin always means in terms of the Beis Hamikdash, counterclockwise. In other words, if you're facing the thing that you're walking around, that doesn't mean you do it facing, but if you were facing, you'd be walking towards your right as you walk forward. So that's counterclockwise. So Nehemiah says, and then I walked with these todot facing the right, counterclockwise, me'alachoma, outside of the wall, next to the wall. So when you say gedolot, I never heard of todot gedolot. What would that be referring to? I mean, you mean that it was from the largest possible todah type? You mean a par? So, I mean, say so. Parim, what do you think? Todot gedolot. Say todot, todot parim. Whoever heard of the way of referring to a korban by saying gedolot? So maybe you mean, it doesn't matter what species you used for the todah, but whichever it was, the ones that I picked, the individuals that I picked, those were large. I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? Mi'ika kashivusa kamei shemaya. What makes a difference? A korban. I never heard such a thing, that a korban makes a difference how big it is. Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes a big muscular korban. I mean, that's not a deal at all. Doesn't it say beferish? Isn't the whole point that the Torah is going to accept a matana from an ani and even an ani shaba ani vatnan? We find it says, Ne'emar, it's a beautiful, beautiful, famous, this is the Mishnah Menachos, that says, Ne'emar bo'olat behima, ishe reach nichoach. Then bo'olat sa'of, it says, isha reach nichoach. And by Menachos, it says, ishe reach nichoach. What does that come to teach you? That as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, he doesn't care what it is that you're bringing. He cares about the heart and love that's behind the bringing. So that teaches you, echad amarbe, miechad amami, it doesn't matter what you can afford. Bilvachi chavenit libo laviv shabashamai. So it's a little silly it's really Nehemiah speaking here, that Nehemiah should say, I took these really big bangos of a todah. I mean, it's like low class. How would he say such a thing? Therefore, says Reb Chisda, it's an amazing diak. When he says todot gedolot, he's teaching us that there must be a part of the todah which is called the big part. Where's there a big part? Ah, that's the secret. The only place where there's a big part is in the differences between the chametz and the matzah of the todah. Because remember, when it comes to the matzot, so there, the Torah has three totally different types of matzah that we make to bring together with the Torah. So it says, "V'kriv al zevach hatodah chalot matzot blulot bashemen." Okay, that's one type of matzah. It has to be bolul. Rikikei matzot, which are meshuchim bashemen, and that's the second type. And then it says, "Solet murbechet chalot." That's a third type, right? So we've got three different types. When it comes to the matzah, it simply says, al chalot lechem chametz, which means that there's one type of regular chalot that are brought. But that means that bring chametz, the same size of chametz, kineged the matzah, which means that whatever the amount that we have of solat, that we make these breads from, matzahs, from, the chometz part is going to be three times as big, each challah, because each one was 10 chalot, each challah of chametz is going to be three times the size of the challah of the matzah. Okay, so if that's the case, there's one thing that is very clearly gedolot in the Torah. And what is that? Exactly this difference. Gedolah would mean that we're talking about the lechem, and we are not talking about the basar. Ella Gedola Shebatoda means the biggest part that can be compared to another in the Todah, which is what? The Chometz. Because the Mishnah Menachos also explains that the Todah Haita Ba'a Min Chamesh Sa'in Yerushalmiot. So remember that the Torah says you're mechuyev to bring these 40 Lachbei Todah together with it, which were brought from 5 shiurim of a sa'ah, but not the sa'ah in the midbar, but rather the sa'ah that was called the Yerushalmi measurements, and those were after they added, and so they recalculated the shiurim so that they deflated, and actually, originally what was 5, what was 6 midbariot, are now included in 5. So that means we added an additional 6 from the outside, which are the equivalent of 2 ephot. And remember that the ephah equals 3 sa'ah, and that means that we have esrim isaron. So the total that we brought in terms of esronot, in the Torah we use the isaron, and that isaron obviously is 1/10. That's what isaron actually means. So that is the ephah that we're usually using as our big measure, is the ephah, like we know the omer. The omer is asirit ephah. That's where we get the idea of isaron. So now that means that we've got a total of 5 Yerushalmi sa'as, which are now esrim esronot. How do we split those up? We give 10 of those to the chametz part and 10 of those to the matzah part. The thing is that the matzah part had 3 different types, which means that there were 30 chalot of matzah that were actually made out of 10 isronot, and there were 10 chalot of chametz that were made out of the same amount of the 10 isronot, which means that the chalot rekikin urevuchain, those together are 30. They are the same amount of flour that you'll find in the matzah. That is a very clear distinction of gedolot. So that means, what was the chemia saying? That I took 2 of those chalot, which were the biggest part of the lachbei teda, and I walked around the wall of Yerushalayim with them. Now, we know that even though in the Mishnah, it didn't talk about just the idea of the Chomot Yerushalayim, it was talking about Knisa La'azora. Well, does it make sense to use Todot for the Azora in the expansion of the Azora? Is such state Todot? I mean, basically, a Todah doesn't care whether it's eaten in Yerushalayim or it's eaten in the Azora. So it doesn't really have any specific connection to the Azora. Would Nehemiah have used that to be Mekadosh the Azora? Omar Rami Bar Chama, of course not. The Azora, we're learning, is similar to the Todah that Nehemiah brought. That's the point. He brought it vis-a-vis Yerushalayim. From there, we learn out how to be Mekadosh the Azora. We basically do the same thing, but we don't use a Todah. Instead, what we use are Shiyore Minachot. So by the Mincha, we also had the various lechma, which was, if we have a ma'afei tanur, so a ma'afei tanur is also made out of the matzot that are baked, just like the ones of the Todah. Obviously, there's no chametz in a mincha, but okay, what we use the shiore mincha. Well, where do you get that from? Doesn't say anything about that in Nehemiah. So my taima, well, basically, it's the same as Yerushalayim, it's atasvara. If Nehemiah used the Todot to be Mekadesh, the new Yerushalayim, so just like Yerushalayim, Davar HaNeach HaBa Mekadesha, what brings the Kedusha to Yerushalayim? The type of thing that needs Yerushalayim, the level of the Kedushas Yerushalayim, to be eaten, right? So then that's the point. It becomes the symbol of Kedushat Yerushalayim. So therefore the Azora requires something that you would eat in the Azora, and that would be the Shiyari Mincha. Well, I don't understand. The way you said that doesn't make much sense. I mean, you could eat the Lachmei Toida in the Azora. So how are you explaining this? You're saying just like Yerushalayim requires something that's eaten in Yerushalayim, who is going to stop a coin from eating Lachmei Toida in the Azora? Oh, come on. You know what I mean. I mean that's eaten only in Yerushalayim, and that if it would go out of Yerushalayim, it would become possible. So the same thing is true about the Azara. Only something that's eaten only in the Azara and can't go out of the Azara into Yerushalayim. That's obviously the whole point. So what I meant was, Ki Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, when I say a davar anechal ba, I mean exclusively ba, as opposed to being yotze mimena. So if it's yotze mimena, it would be nifsal. The same thing would be true about the Azara. Only a davar hanechal ba vayotze mimena nifsal, something that would leave the Azara and go into Yerushalayim, it would become possible. That is the simen that this area is Azara. Because now I'm bringing this thing that normally would be nifsal, I'm bringing it here. But wait a second. I mean, if you're going to learn it out of Yerushalayim and the Chemia's way of being Mekadesh Yerushalayim, you should have to bring chametz. So imala halam chametz, afgan chametz. So why are you telling me? What are you talking about, chametz? There ain't no such animal, you know perfectly well. Minchat chametz. Where is there a minchat chametz? Mi'ika, it's an issur d'oraisa. It says, it calls arva kol dvash lo taktiru. How can you have chametz? Now, I know what you're thinking, but you're totally wrong. You're thinking that when the Torah says you can't bring chametz, it's only referring to the chalos that are actually part of the mincha. But once you have shiyari mincha, so now the mincha has been brought. Okay, so now I can put in sa'or, and I can be mechametz it, and let it get chametz to the shirayim part of the mincha, and then I can be mekadesh with it. Because, I mean, it didn't say, it said, lo taktir mimenu ishel Hashem, but the shirayim are not ishel Hashem. So, okay, so the part that we're talking about where you have to do the kmitzah from, obviously I can't have chametz. That's brought on the mizbeach. But otherwise, I can make it chametz. You'd be totally wrong if that's what you think. Because achtiv, lo teafei chametz, remember the pasuk, lo teafei chametz, chelkam natati. You read that also, lo teafei chametz chelkam. That even the part that's given to the Kohanim to eat, which are the shiyorei hamincha, afilu chelkam, lo teafei chametz. And therefore, how can you even ask me such a stupid question? Well, let's learn out that it has to be chametz. There's no such thing as a mincha that's chametz. Oh, yeah? Did you forget our upcoming holiday? We have Shavuos coming around the corner, and that's exactly what our parsha this week tells us to do. You can use the Shtei HaLechem. So maybe that's what we would need to do in order to make the Azara Kodesh. We bring the Shtei HaLechem, which, of course, are not put on the Mizbeach, and they are specifically chametz, but they're Kodesh B'Kedusha, as if they're carbon, so you could be Mekadosh them, B'Shtei HaLechem, that would be brought on Shavuos. Ha! Huh. Oh, yeah? Tell me how you're going to do this, okay? It's not possible. Logistically, it's not possible, because you've got to have the Beis HaMikdash in order to have the Shtei HaLechem, but you can't use the Shtei HaLechem to build the Beis HaMikdash, because how are you going to do that? Go ahead, explain to me. Should we build this new chotzer that we're building, the new wall around the Azor that is supposed to get this Kedusha? Do we build that before Shavuos? And we add the last piece right before Shavuos, you know? And then we should make it Kodesh the day before with the Shtei HaLechem? You can't do that, because the Shtei HaLechem will not be Kodesh the day before. The only time that the Shtei HaLechem become Kodesh is when you shecht the Kivsei Atzeret for the Shtei HaLechem. Remember, that's also a Shlomim, but it's a Shalmei Toda, a Shalmei Tzibur. And since it's a Shalmei Tzibur, which is the equivalent of Shalmei Toda, but it's only going to be kosher to be eaten on that day for one night. So, the Shtei HaLechem are B'Shchitat Kvasim U'Dekachi. So we would need to bring that karma. So what would be the point of carrying the Shtei HaLechem before they themselves are Kodesh? They're not going to be able to make the Azara Kodesh. That's not going to work. Should we build the new wall before Shavuos and then make it Kodesh now on Shavuos? No, you can't do that, because it says Beferish. Remember, what's the whole mocker of this Kedusha? Moshe Rabbeinu's, the way that he brought Kedusha to the Mishkan. But it says Beferish about the Mishkan. B'yom kalot Moshe lahakim et ha-Mishkan v'yekadesh oto. Well, you think that's a coincidence? the Kedusha of the Mishkan needed to be brought on the day that it was completed. So how are you going to do that in the Dorot, V'chein Tasu? How are you going to do that on your new building? So it can't be done before because you need the Kiddush at the same day that you were doing the building. Should we build on Yom Tov and then bring the Todah, I'm calling it the Todah, it's the Shlomim of the Tzibur, the Kivsei Atzeret. You can't do that either because you're not allowed to build on Yom Tov. So you'll say, well, you can build a Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Not true. Ein binyan mikdash doche Yom Tov, because we know that Shabbos and Yom Tov have the same Kedusha, that we draw the Kedusha of Yom Tov from Shabbos. That's the Tchilah Lemikra Kedesh, also in this week's Parsha, that's the marker of the Kedusha, Shabbaton of every Yom Tov. The Shabbaton element is the Shabbos that is Bekadesh the Yom Tov. If there's no Shabbaton, what are you left with? Chol HaMoed. There's no Kedusha, right? So if the Torah says, Beferish et Shabtotai Tishmoru U'migdashi Tiro, that means that you cannot make a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Shabbos comes first, so then it's not going to be Doche Yom Tov either. So you can't build it on Yom Tov. Should we wait until the day after Shavuos and then do the Kedusha? You can't do that either. Because if you do that, Nishavke, maybe let's leave over for the next day the Kosher Shtei Alecha, and then after Yom Tov, we'll have Shtei Alechem available, and on Sunday, we'll finish up the binyan, and we'll use the Shtei Alechem that we had, right? Wrong. We can't get this up here. We can't do that either. Because by tomorrow, the Shtei Alechem will be potzel, because they are a carbon tzibur, the Kivsei Atzeret, and they're kachi kachim, and they're only roi for one day. So if we wait till the next day, when we start building, or I shouldn't say start, but when we finish the last things that we needed, at that point, we don't have kosher lachmei Todah. Maybe you'll say, well, we should build it right before Yom Tov, v'nishayir be'purta. We'll just leave like the last piece that we need to put into place. So then it will be like it's considered to be completed on that day. And that way, as it gets dark at the end of Yom Tov, we'll put that last piece in and we'll utilize the Shtei Alechem before they become posel, because after all, they're only going to be posel b'chatzot. So we've got a little tiny piece that's left. We put the piece in and we've got kosher lechem until chatzot. So, okay, you know, we can work fast on that piece. And then we can be mekadesh it right after Mitzvah Yom Tov. And that would be perfect, except for one little problem. You're not allowed to build the Beit HaMikdash at night. And this would be demand making it at night, because once it's past Chatzot, it's going to be pasul. The Omer Abayim Inayin She'in Binyan Beit HaMikdash Balayla She'nemar Uv'yom HaKim Et HaMishkan. So you see, B'yom HaKimo Balayla V'yom HaKimo. Therefore, there's nothing to do, so don't drive me nuts trying to figure out, well, maybe it means we should use chametz. We can't figure out any possible way to utilize chametz. So obviously, if we're going to be learning it out of the story of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, from what Nehemiah did, we cannot derive the din of chametz for the Azara from the din of chametz of the Toda, the Gedola, cannot derive it from the Kedushas Yerushalayim. Now, we also said that we need to have shir. Okay, where is that shir and what is that shir? Tan Rabbana. What they would sing was the shir shel Todah. So they sang Mizmor L'Todah, basically. And that's Ariel Hashem Kol Haaretz. That was together with Kinorot, Nevalim, Uvitzaltzalim, so you would have to have these, whatever the kinor is precisely, or the navel is, we don't have precisely those instruments, or symbols, and that's what it says over there. So that was Alkol Pina Upina, Alkol Even Gedola Shebi Yerushalayim. So in that story of Nehemiah, they would sing the Shir Shel Todah, Ariel Hashem Kol Haaretz, Aron Mimcha Hashem Ki Divitani, which is, of course, the shir that was the shir, Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis. So they would sing, this is the Chanukah Sabayis, bringing the actual Kedusha to the Bayis. And then they would sing Shir Shel Pigaim, which some people call the Shir Shel Nigaim. And that's the shir of Yoshev B'Seser Elyon. And that's where we talk about the Inyonim of Nigoyim and Pugoyim. Why do we use those words? Mandi Omer, we call that the Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, we call it the Shir Shel Nigaim. Why? Because it says, V'nega lo yikrav bo alecha. You'll be protected from any nega. And the one who says Pigaim, because it talks over there about Shedim and Mazikim, Yipo mitzitcha elef, Revova mimlicha, and so on, that means you're protected from those who are coming to destroy you. And that was very important at the time, because that's exactly what they were up against. Remember, the way that they had to build that Chomat Yerushalayim is they had to have their machine guns on them and go and build, because they were under constant attack. And whether it was political attack, physical attack, it was a terribly dangerous time, exactly as in our own times, so that the building, the rebuilding, was surrounded by enemies. So therefore, they had to say this. And that's they also said, Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, B'Tzel Shaddai Yitlonan, and that they don't say the whole thing, but they get up to the Pasuk, Yata Shemachsi Elyon Samta Me'onecha. That's because those first psukim are all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us, and they needed protection. And then they would say the other Tfitit Tehillah, which is about protection, Mizmor LeDavid B'Borcho Mipnei Avshalom B'no Hashem Mor Abu Tzorai. This is mamish what the Gemara in Brachos says. This Hashem Mor Abu Tzorai is a reference to even to tell me that the tsar that he had that comes from children who are Tarbut Ra B'Toch Beitoh Shel Adam, that's worse than Mechames Gog U'Magog. So the idea over here of the Tefillah B'Borcho Mipnei Avshalom is to be Marabu Tzarai, is connected our times in which we're up against the world. And that you read up until the words La Hashem HaYeshua, Alamcha Birchatecha Sela, which of course is the whole thing. And that would mean that essentially we're talking about the way in which they did it at the time. Because that's when they were like very much in that kind of matzav. Mashba, that this matzav, if you learn like the Rishonim, that this is meant to be defining the future and not just defining what happened at the time, like Tosfos, then it could be that this is viewed as part of the Etzem building of La'atid Lavo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he thought, this is a great idea, you know, because if these are the psukim that protect us, then why not say that Yeshev B'Seser Elyon before you go to sleep, and that way you'll be protected. So he used to say it before you went to sleep. But I think we made such a big thing that you don't say, you don't use psukim from the Torah to heal yourself. Zahechi Avidachi. Ha'omar Reb Yeshua ben Levi himself was the Mandi Omar who said, Asur li'itrapot b'divrei Torah. So how could he have, chas v'shalom, been over on his own idea to utilize the psukim from the Torah for your own needs to become healed? It's not to become healed. It's lahagain. It's a totally different issue. If you've got, it, obviously it's not meant to be cures, snake medicine for bites. That's not the point. It's a schus. And here we're talking about to be protecting yourself. I mean, the mezuzah on the door also, we talk about it's being protection and so on. The dam of the psachim is protect. That's a completely different thing. That's raising the madrega to be zeicha, to the shmira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not snake oil. That's lahagin. So what are you saying? That it's usur if it would be that you have an actual illness or an actual, some kind of cut or something like that? I mean, if there's a makah, so you're saying that it's usur l'srapos? Doesn't it say that if you're lochesh al hamaka, in lochelik l'olam haba? Well, wait, tell me it's usur. I mean, that's Usher, you know, okay, Usher. I mean, this is a disaster. Why would he only have said Usher of Yeshua ben Levi? So he must have meant even Lahagain, no? No. Because Ha'itmar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan explained, it's not the fact that you said a pasuk, Ki ani Hashem rofecha, we used over there as an example, right? It's not the fact that you said a pasuk over a makkah. It's talking about over there that you spit over the makkah, you know, like they do with the Ayin Hara, poo, 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 you know, like, okay, so if you're mizalzel divrei Torah like that, then ain lo chilek l'olam haba. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's talking about the rokeik. That's something else. So we have these different madrigas. To say over a makkah with rikika, to say over a makkah or a choli without rikika, that's usher. To say in order to be magain, that's mutter. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would do. Okay, then the Mishnah says that the Beit Din would walk, Beit Din Mahalchi, and the Shtei Todot were after the Beit Din, at least that's what it sounds like. Shtei Todot are Achareihem, and the people marching in front are the Zekenim from the Beis Din, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Lemeimah, the Beis Din came Toda Asle? The Beis Din walked first, and the Todot come after them, but that's not what it says in Nehemiah. It says, Vayelech Achareihem Hoshaya V'chatzi Sarei Yehuda. So Dafka, it was the other way around. It says, Vayelech achareihem, after the Shtei Todot. This is a continuation of the Tahaluchot with the Shtei Todot. So it says, after that procession, the Tahalucha, so then you had the Sarim that were appointed and the Chatzei Sarei Yehuda of the Beis Din HaGadol. They were after the Torah. Yeah. It's true, it's very misleading, the Mishnah, but that's what the Mishnah means. Okay, come on. Beit Din Mahalchin, and of course the Shtei Todot Mahalchot. So we're adding to the Shtei Todot that Beit Din is Mahalchin, together with the Shtei Todot, Achareihem, that the Beit Din is Achareihem. That's the point. Okay, how exactly was this? Was this like side by side, these Shtei Todot? Were they one after the other? He doesn't really explain himself very well, Nehemiah, over here, when he talks about the Shtei Todot. So what do we mean? Ketzad Melchot. So Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe argue about this. Chadamar zo kineged zo. So one says they're side by side. And the other one says they're one in front and one behind. Now, you understand the way that this works, right? If they're side by side, so then what are you showing? You're showing that here we have Shtei Todot. The one on the outside is now going to be Nifsal. The one on the inside is going to be the thing that is Kodesh. That's like you're making a Havdalah. Because remember that all Kedusha goes hand in hand with a Havdalah. So I'm trying to show from this point to the right, this is it's actually to my left if I'm facing forwards, right? But from this point to the inside, everything is Kodesh from now on. From this point to the outside, everything is Chol. And I do that by showing that one is Nifsal and one is Kodesh, and therefore I redefine the line that creates the Yotzeh, which is the whole point. That's why we needed something that's going to be Nifsal with the Yetziah. The whole thing adds up very clearly. If you're talking about one in front of the other, it's almost as if you've got first something coming to override the chulin that's in that place, and it's damaged by its contact with chulin, and then anything behind it becomes kadosh. So it's like a completely different sense of the havdalah. So one of them said zu kineged zu, and one said zu acher zu. So now the man diomar that says zu kineged zu, so when it says that the pnimit, so the pnimit that we said over there, that is kosher, that's referring to the one that is next to the choma. And the man diomar zu achar zu, the pnimit is the one that is closest to the Beit Din, that is between the front toda and the Beit Din, we're calling the pnimit. Now it says in the Mishnah that the pnimit is the one that's ne'echelet, and the chitzonah is the one that's nisrefet. So, I mean, you can understand that if you say, zo achar zo. So what we understand that to mean is that the pnimit is ne'achelet because the first one already came and got bashed by the chulin, so to speak, and by overriding the chulin. So it was nifsal. And in its being nifsal, it left behind it the kedusha for the one behind it, and anything after it became kodesh, and that is the reason the inside one is kosher. That makes sense. But if that's because the chitzona went first and was mekadesh the area, leaving it in a state of kedusha for the one that was pnimit. But if it's zo keneged zo, I mean, they're both going together, they're marching together, why don't they both either become nifsal, or both of them create a kedusha that is coming at the same moment that they go? That's a very simplistic understanding. I mean, if you want to look at it that way, so then you're telling me that we need two todot, and according to the Man D'Omer, that the two todot are one behind the other, don't we need two todot? So what are you saying? The first one goes and does the Kodesh. Okay, so then the second one we don't need. I mean, like, is that what you think? We need two Todot according to anybody. So what, I mean, you could say the same argument. Either both of them are needed and they should both be Pasul because they were both Docha v'chulin, or they're Bevat Achat, they're Mekadesh, and they should both be Kosher. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. One is not going to be enough to be Mekadesh. It's not the fact that there's one that went first. It's the contrast. That's the whole point over here. That's the idea. So, Laman D'Omer Zu Achazu, Choda, one Toda, is that going to work? Of course not. It says, Hol Kol Shalona Seit B'chol Elut. So, you need the two Todas, that's a given. So, that's not the explanation. So then, and if that's true, so, Afilu Laman D'Omer Be'achat Mikol Elut. Let's see later on that we've got a Machlokas, but it says B'chol Elut. But, I mean, kol elu, even if you say you have your choice, but these two are one choice. So you can take the two todot as one of the choices. Hane tarvayu, these are both one mitzvah. So I don't care whether it's side by side or whether it's one in front and one behind. That's not going to be the reason that the first one went ahead and it conquered the chulin, so to speak. This entire din is a ceremony of Havdalah and Kedusha. It, as far as how particularly it works out that this Kedusha and Havdalah is the thing that is what gives the Kedusha to the Azara and how the Kodesh and the Chol interrelate, that's something that's not in our hands. It's not a Svara. This was done al Pinavi. It was al Pinavi Nechelet, al Pinavi Nisrefet. We had the last of the Nevi'im that gave these mitzvahs exactly to how it was that it's supposed to be done. And therefore, it's not because it makes sense. It's because this is considered to be a Minag Nevi'im, and they were Koveya how it is. Look, I mean, we do things like that, and we don't understand that. Do we understand why we do the Minig HaNevi'im of banging our Ravas on the ground? I mean, we understand these are Ramazim that are Shayach to Kapora and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Reichev Baravas, whatever, but like, okay, nothing you'd figure out yourself. Same thing is true over here. These come Al Pi Navi, and because of that, it was the way that it was done. We learn out from there that this is the way that we're supposed to do it, so we do the same thing, the same way that we follow the minig and the vim, that we even make a special tefillah at the end, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakas, that we're zeichet to have the vim who are on such a madriga. Okay, I understand. It's not like a new thing that we're coming up with mitzvah asfara. Okay, Rabosai, wonderful. So we enter Shabbos Kedesh and Lag BaOmer with a new kedusha. May we be zeichet to that kedusha and to actually see the events, although the Maisa will see that in the end, we're going to come back to the idea of the Kedusha Rishayna was actually Kitchel Shaitav and Kitchel Asilavai, but so we should be Zechet to the Chibur to that Kedusha Rishayna. Kimei Elam Ureshanim Kadmoniot.